Yeah, so some might have already noticed that there's no poster by me due to some issues with the printer. I unfortunately couldn't bring my poster. And you might also notice that the title has changed. So it's no longer the shortest title. I think Andrew wins now. So I will talk about allopatric speciation in a changing environment. All right. I did this work together with Rampal. We'll give a talk on Wednesday morning or afternoon. So let's get started. Luckily, I only had two figures on my poster, so I should be managed to explain this to you. I present here a model in which the geographical barriers subdivide the populations. So this is a cartoon version of the model. Let's run you through it. So this is a lake, a model lake. So it's simplistic and in its form. And we see here that there are, below the surface, there are certain structures that perform cause geographical barriers. And in the beginning, we just have a population of, in this case, fish, cichlids, which can freely swim around and have no trouble. However, as the water drops, we see that the population gets subdivided. And over time, maybe one of those species speciates into a new species, and now we have two different species. In this case, a blue and a red species, but that's just completely arbitrary. Water level might drop further, and it might get subdivided even more. And maybe after some time, we see a new speciation event at which we now have three species in the same lake. Now, this might continue. And at some point, maybe the water level rises again, at which point we would see that the species come together again and mix fully, even if there are no geographical barriers anymore. Now, using this very simple model, we can try to map this to the phylogeny of real cichlids. So that's what I've done. Although this is really preliminary work, and actually I'm still running simulations to improve the fit of the model to the empirical data. But what you see here, the red line is a lineage through time accumulation of the Lamprolochini, which is a genus in the cichlids in Lake Tanganyika. And this lake is known for having quite distinct geographical barriers underwater. Actually, when the lake level drops, it supposedly gets subdivided in several sublakes, approximately three. And you see that there's a quite steady accumulation of lineages. And in the model, we have a cyclic change in water level. And accordingly, we have an accumulation of species in the model. As you see, it goes a bit too fast in the end. But as I said, we're still running simulations and trying to improve the fit. You might also see that there are periods of stasis in which there's not much speciation, which is this mixing stage in which they are all in the top level. There are quite some things that we're planning to improve on the model. First of all, this is a very fractal-like, simple version of the lake, and we might want to improve that in making it less symmetric or maybe adding more water layers or less. Actually, it might be a better idea to start out with just only two water layers. Also, here we just have simple exponential speciation, or, well, not exponential speciation, but populations just have a fixed chance of speciating, and it might be better to include some niche saturation or density-dependent speciation, which would also take away this exponential increase of species at the end of the simulation. Yeah, I think that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now we also have more time. So there is at least time for one question on the end there.
Yeah, so do you have any information about historic water levels?
Ah, yeah. That's a bit of a problem. There is quite some data around that shows water level changes for about the last 100,000 years or so. But as we progress into deeper time, the data gets less and less accurate. And yeah, it might be interesting to at least use the few available data that's there to incorporate also in the model.
From there.
So in your results slide, there was one curve that
was sort of the red. So one is empirical data.
Yes.
Which one is that? The red.
The red.
How do you get?
All right. So I used the phylogeny published on the Lampro-Lucchini a year ago by Sturmbauer, I guess. And if you have a phylogeny, you count the amount of lineages in every time step until you have a species. So if there's a speciation event, you get an extra lineage. If you go back in time, then you can calculate how many lineages there are at any given time.
So no extinctions take place?
No. Well, they probably have taken place, but you can see them in the phylogeny.
Sort of the lower limit.
Yes.
Okay, I think we'll thank you again.